Joining me on the phone is Dawn Anderson Butcher, who is the Executive Director of Teaching and Research for Life Sports at The Ohio State University. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. Thanks for talking to us. Before I ask you what Life Sports is, I thought I would just read your mission statement on the website, because that'll kind of put everybody in the right frame of mind to understand this. The mission statement says, enhance the quality of youth development, sport, and recreational programs through service and outreach, teaching and learning, and research, thereby increasing positive developmental outcomes for youth.
You know, at the core of what we really do overall is prepare young people for life and leadership through sport. You know, we aim to be a national exemplar in sport-based positive youth development, think about ways in which we can reconstruct sport in order to really build social competence, healthy lifestyle behaviors, and sport skills among young people. At Ohio State, you know, dig in deep with the kids over long periods of time and make a difference in their lives.
And your roots go back a long way.
Yeah. Well, historically, Life Sports has evolved out of the National Youth Sport Program, which was a federal initiative that allocated dollars in the 60s to universities and colleges all across the country. These dollars were set aside actually to run sport programs, but ultimately to address race riots that were happening during the civil rights movement. And, you know, the theory behind that was, let's, you know, put money on college campuses, let's run sport programs, bring young people into university settings, get them in the pool, put them on the football field, and then bring them back out into the community in order to alleviate some of the tensions that were happening at that time. At one point, there were over 200 NYSP, National Youth Sport Programs, all across the country, of which Ohio State had the second largest one. And, you know, over time, those dollars continued to dwindle, and less resources were coming from the federal government, and local universities were picking up more and more of the fiscal responsibility. So what happened is in 2007, Ohio State was looking at the budget for it. And of course, we had the economy was busting at that time. And our athletic director, Gene Smith, here at Ohio State, looked at NYSP and said, hey, what are we going to do with this important outreach agenda? And he pointed to myself and Dr. Jerry Davis, who is in athletics, and said, let's think about how we can transform an NYSC into life sports. Let's make it more than a camp and really tie it to the academic core of the university and get really serious about outcomes and accountabilities and creating a national model that others can replicate, because we are Ohio State. And so in 2008, we rebranded into Life Sports, and we've been at this for the last, you know, 13 years. Over 6,000 youth in Central Ohio have participated, and we're moving and shaking.
So you've got camps for youth, programs and studies that also involve then Ohio State students who major and minor in youth development involved in it, where everything's kind of blended together.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, the idea behind it is really, you know, how do we take the summer camp that outreaches every year to over 600 young people and use that as a laboratory for learning for our Ohio State students? And so each year, about 160-170 student athletes at Ohio State and from universities across the country come to work with us. But what they do are things like internships. They work as coaches and counselors. They do research fellowships. They're doing theses and dissertations. And the unique thing is those students, as 160, represent 14 different disciplines. So they're not just youth development majors or social work majors or coaching majors. They're public health students who want to look at more of the policy and the systems environments and how that impacts our young people in camp. We'll have pre-med students who are looking at, you know, the experience from a healthy lifestyle behavior perspective. We have dental students who come and help us with our one-day registration, where they do dental screenings for kids and follow up and do extractions later in the summer. And so, you know, we really try to engage our students, our student athletes, in different capacities, and then, you know, allow them to think about the learning that they're doing in context of kids development out in different kinds of communities that maybe our young people at Ohio State have not experienced before. One of the best clinics that we've done recently that I love to talk about has to do with men's gymnastics. And they recently in the fall had 70 young people from Life Sports in the Steelwood gymnastics facility where they were doing the pommel horse. They were on the rings. They were jumping into the pit. They were working on the social skills that we teach at Life Sports as they were applying effort on the beam or, you know, working really hard to put forth effort as they're learning how to do pull-ups and other kinds of gymnastics skills. So really, really powerful ways in which we can engage students, student athletes, but at the same time make a difference for young people in Central Ohio.
It's tremendous. Talking with Dawn Anderson-Butcher, she's Executive Director of Teaching and Research for Life Sports at Ohio State University. You know, I was looking at these summer camps and the involvement, and these are kids that are coming from difficult environments, difficult backgrounds, 9 to 15. And when you get these kids involved, you want them to make a commitment. And if they want to continue in a future camp, they have to have shown that they are committed to making an effort in this stuff. I think that's great.
You know, the neat thing about Life Sports is our focus really ultimately is on increasing kids' social competence. And so it's what are the social skills kids can learn through sport? And we focus in on four specific skills that we want to see. We want to see the kids increase in their self-control, which, you know, is their regulation of their emotions, their ability to control their anger. We want them to apply effort, which is an E, you know, our E, and work hard and put forth their best in whatever setting it is, whether it's in sport on the playing field or it's in school or at home. The third social skill we focus in on is teamwork. So, you know, how to problem solve, how to communicate, how to work together with others to accomplish a win on a playing field, but then also, you know, projects at school and things at home when you're working with your siblings. And then the fourth social skill is social responsibility. And we sort of call this doing the right thing when no one's looking, you know, being a role model, being a leader, being a representative of Life Sports who others look up to. So collectively, we call those SETS, so S-E-T-S, self-control, effort, teamwork, and social responsibility. And so when kids participate in Life Sports during the summer, they get 15 hours of play-based instruction in a curriculum called Chalk Talk, which teaches those four social skills, S-E-T-S. And then the kids are encouraged and to apply those when they're playing soccer, when they're learning basketball, when they're in the pool. And when our staff and counselors see kids demonstrating them, they actually give Buckeye pins. So if you think about the stickers that our football players have on their helmets when they make a good play, our young people get buttons that say effort or say self-control. And our team processes with them how they did such a great job, you know, controlling their anger when their team lost. And because you showed such, you know, great self-control, you get this button. And let's talk more about how you could use self-control, not just in that game, but when you get to the recess playground at school and somebody makes you angry, you know. And so we really sort of focus in on that within the camp and teach more than just sports skills, teach these really important life lessons, too, that kids can take with them outside and apply in school. You mentioned, you know, getting kids involved long term. The other thing that we do is the camp lasts in the summer, and we have follow-up clinics, kind of like this gymnastics clinic I just spoke about, where our athletic teams, our varsity clubs, different associations on campus or in the community host follow-up Saturday morning clinics throughout the academic year, where our young people come back on campus. They participate in a specific sport that our sponsor is sort of helping us do, like gymnastics or men's soccer, or we have a football clinic coming up. And, you know, and then we get the kids, the families back here. We talk about their sets and how they're using them in different settings outside of camp in the summer. And we get them to stick around year round so that they enter camp again the next summer. And over time, about 47% of our young people come back year after year after year, which is unheard of for a middle adolescent program. Yeah. Nationally, David, 60% of all kids drop out of sport by the age of 12. Now, we're serving 9 to 15-year-olds, and 47% of them are coming back, and we're serving the hardest-to-reach young people. So we're really proud of that, and we don't want to just be that camp where kids have fun. We want to be with these young people over time with long-term relationships and skill building so that they can apply those skills in real life and get to college and get to career.
You know, when you mentioned that the university really got cranking on this was 2007, and if my memory serves me correctly, that was around the time that social media really started taking off, Facebook and, you know, back in the mid-2000s to 2010 in that area with MySpace and all that stuff. And I'm wondering, with all those new distractions that can be good and bad for students, have you seen a difference over the years between how kids manage their lives and the need for this kind of stuff?
I mean, certainly social media is having a big impact on kids' development over time and you know, so their attention span and, you know, how quickly can they move on to a different task or concept that we're trying to teach them. And
right.
So we as teachers and leaders have to, you know, really adapt to that, and that we can't stand and deliver anymore. We have to, you know, move at that pace in terms of small nuggets of information and then practice, apply, and then entice them with something else and you know, move on. We've done a lot in terms of our curriculum to embed sort of short YouTube videos and examples of maybe sport where we've seen our athletes not make really good choices or not be a good team member or not demonstrate good effort or self-control. And then we have the kids process those things. We also have used social media to have our young people actually make like skits and advertisements where they apply their social skills in an online format, and they video them on their phones or on our phones, and then we tweet those out or we get them out into the hands of their parents and our partners and our donors. And so we've had to rethink how we do our teaching a little bit in relationship to it. The other part, I think, from a broader youth development perspective has to do with screen time. You know, we find kids are on their Xbox, using their phone, using their laptops that they get from school, and they're on these platforms like 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Right.
And the CDC recommends, you know, less than 2 hours of screen time every day. And so, you know, we as a community, as a country, really need to begin thinking about how that added screen time impacts kids' development as well as their physical activity levels, because they're sitting, you know, and not getting, you know, the steps in and the kinds of things that we know we need to have in order to prevent obesity and overweightness.
Talking with Dawn Anderson Butcher, she's the Executive Director of Teaching and Research for Life Sports at Ohio State University. These summer camps, you mentioned better than 600 kids involved in that. How do you determine who's involved and how does that process work and how do kids get involved?
That's a great question, Dave. There's such great need in the Columbus community and really across the country for good quality sport programming and summer opportunities that support working families that, you know, we at Life Sports really don't have a problem with recruitment. In fact, we actually turn away over 150 young people every year. But let me tell you what happens in order to get them involved. In April, usually every year, we have a one-day registration here on campus. And we open the doors at 8 o'clock to families as they come in and take one of those 600 spots that we have afforded in order to run the program in the summer. Families arrive, however, at like 2, 3 in the morning, and they put lawn chairs out, and they sit out in front of our building and, you know, hold their spot in line in order to make sure their young person gets in camp. So we do that one-day registration. And the other thing that's interesting about it is because we're partially funded through the Department of Athletics, there's some issues with having priority for certain young people to get into camp due to NCAA compliance-related issues. So we really can't give anybody preferential treatment in relationship to their enrollment into the program. So, so this first-come, first-served basis is the way in which we have to get kids involved and get them enrolled. And then at the end of the 600, it's, you know, we walk in and say, sorry, you didn't get into camp.
Wow.
We want to impact the kids that need it the most, right? We have young people in Central Ohio who, you know, are exposed to pretty significant trauma and have, you know, some challenging behavioral issues that get in the way of them learning in school or, you know, being a good team member, and even have opportunities to participate in sport because they may not financially be able to pay for those opportunities, or those opportunities may not exist in our communities. And so we really want to target the kids that need it the most. And that one-day registration, albeit it is, you know, sort of a clear system of how you get in or you don't, we're leaving a lot of kids out because, you know, maybe their families can't get transportation to campus that day to right. sign their kid up. Or perhaps, you know, their families are working three jobs and they can't get there that day, you know, to be in line and get there early enough in order to hold their spot. I do want to mention one of the coolest things that's happened within Life Sports the last year is people have heard about the need because of our registration process. And so we approximate that every year we turn away 150 kids at that 600 lot, right? And it's been crushing our team over the years because we've been strapped in terms of the capacity we can have here on campus with facilities and staffing and the dollars that we bring in. But so last year, the Lindy Infante Foundation, which is Lindy Infante was a coach for the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. A very famous coach who had a really highly successful coaching career, was an NFL Coach of the Year. He passed away a few years ago, and the family created a foundation where the whole purpose is to increase access to sport for kids who don't participate as often due to fiscal challenges and economic resources. And so they found out about our 150 kids and came on board last year with a multi-year gift that then the City of Columbus Recreation and Parks Department and Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority joined with them, and we pulled Life Sports resources in addition, and we actually opened up our first satellite camp at the Beatty Community Center off Ohio Avenue, and we served another 85 young people last summer through Life Sports, but out in the community, which was really amazing. And so there's, you know, great infrastructure to be able to reach more kids and address more need through Life Sports with additional supports from other partners.
That's great. Now, I have here that one-day registration is on Saturday, April 25th. And it also, there's a mention in it about getting paperwork possibly ahead of time, the registration paperwork.
Sure. Yeah. We should have our application online on our website in the next couple weeks. And essentially, families can fill out the paperwork ahead of time so that they don't have to do that when they're there. And then, you know, they still, however, have to come and, you know, be in line and secure one of those 600 spots. So it does make it a lot quicker process for families to get in and out because of the online registration. But that doesn't, if you do the online registration, it doesn't guarantee that you get into camp. You right. still have to secure a spot. We really want kids and their families to be involved in Life Sports year after year. And so one of the incentives that we have embedded is that if kids in last summer's camp attend three or more of our clinics that we offered during the academic year, then they automatically get registered into the following year's camp. And so this is a way in which we, you know, continue relationships and connections with kids and families throughout the year, check in on them, see how they're doing in demonstrating their social skills, their sets out in the community, but then, you know, get them coming back, connecting with our staff, and then back in the door the following day, the following year. And so, you know, any year between 45% to 52% of our kids come back because of those kinds of incentives, which is really powerful.
It's tremendous. Talking with Dawn Anderson-Butcher, Executive Director of Teaching and Research for Life Sports at Ohio State University. Just real quick, Dawn, what happens at these camps? How do they get there? Is it, I mean, are you talking about a stay overnight camp? What is it exactly?
So at Life Sports, it's actually a free camp that's offered to members of the community, again, who get in line and are here within that 600 cap. And we have buses, campus buses here at Ohio State that travel out to 14 different centralized locations across the Central Ohio community and bring kids here to camp during the day. Our kids represent 53 different zip codes across the community. And so we have these, you know, centralized spots like a school or a rec center where we get there at 7 in the morning and bring them here. A typical day, the kids will come in and they'll have breakfast. And, you know, so we're feeding the kids breakfast in the morning and they also get lunch. And then at the end of the day, we transport them back out to those centralized locations. In a typical day, kids will be involved in a one-hour social skill instruction curriculum, which we call Chalk Talk. And in addition, they participate in three different rotations of sport. So over the course of the four-week camp that we have on campus and the eight-week camp out in the community, the young people will have 15 hours of play-based social skill instruction in this Chalk Talk curriculum. And then they'll have 5 hours of instruction in eight different sports. And one of the really unique things that we try to do is offer sports that many of our young people in our inner city have not been exposed to. So things like lacrosse and tennis. We get them in the swimming pool here on campus because we know, for example, one of the second leading cause of accidental death for kids in the inner city nationally is drowning. And so we want to teach them basic survival skills and get them in the pool. They'll also do soccer, basketball, volleyball, more traditional kinds of sports, as well as things like hip-hop dance, which is one of the favorites. So the curriculum happens that way. And again, they're taught these sets, this self-control effort, teamwork, and social responsibility. And then they're applying those and learning about soccer and football and how to dribble the basketball the right way or shoot with a proper technique. And then the last week of camp always is the Life Sports Olympics. So the Life Sports Games is, you know, team-based competition that happens among our young people in age-based cohorts where they come together and they compete over the course of the 3 days and all the different activities that they've learned about throughout the course of the camp. And it's a really powerful, exciting, you know, culminating event for our kids because they, you know, get together with their teams and they have team names and chants and colors and you know, they really come around in terms of a cohesive unit and then, you know, put forth their best effort and show in the life sports game over time. So that would be sort of the camp in a nutshell in relationship to how we use the time during the day.
And these are kids age 9 to 15, right?
9 to 15 is our age that we serve here on campus in our campus-based program. As we've moved out into the community, into the satellite camp, the community actually came back and said we needed to serve younger kids. So at the Beatty Community Center Life Sports program, we're actually serving 6 to 15-year-olds. So it's, you know, a little bit wider age span, and we've had to think about how we adapt and modify the curriculum for those younger kids. There's one more part, Dave, that I haven't shared that is interesting. And I think I mentioned earlier that about, you know, 47, 52% of our kids come back year after year. At age 15, our young people age out of camp. So they're not eligible to participate in camp anymore. But oftentimes we have kids and families who have been coming to Life Sports for 2, 3, 4 years. So what happened about 4 years ago, we decided to add additional program for high school age youth who were past Life Sports campers. And so we have what's called our Youth Leadership Academy, which is a year-round program that has 52 young people who were past campers, who are freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, who come to Ohio State 2 times a month. We usually offer that on Tuesday nights. They come 2 times a month throughout the academic year, and they work on skills like time management, professionalism. They have mentors who help them write resumes and look at colleges' websites to see where they might want to go to school. They do special field trips where they might go visit college campuses or go to a business downtown and learn about careers in law or in banking or whatnot. But so these 52 kids this year are, you know, here with us year round, but then in the summer they come back and they serve as junior counselors and youth leaders at camp during the summer. And they become an integral part of our implementation team because they were past campers, they know the curriculum, they've mastered our social skills, and they know how to teach about them because they've been learning about them for many, many years. And a lot of times these young people are almost better at teaching and instruction around sets than our staff at the university, who really have never had any experience perhaps doing export-based youth development. So it's really, really powerful. But last year, in that graduating class of youth leaders, every single one of them, 100%, went on to either military, a trade school, or college. And so, you know, these are kids that were in camp for many years, with us for 4 years as youth leaders, and now they're launched and doing really awesome things in universities. And then the neatest thing is some of those kids, guess what they do in the summer when they're in college? They come back to Columbus and they work for us.
Wow.
And we're their summer employer.
It just sounds like so much benefit all the way around for the university and the kids.
Yeah, we're really proud of our impact. And, you know, certainly one of the best highlights that we had this year was Life Sports was showcased in the National Youth Sports Strategy, which was launched by the federal government. And we were, you know, talked about in relationship to the way in which we reach underserved young people. We have girls involved at the same rates as boys. And when we have kids that have disabilities or learning challenges or even different kinds of social emotional disturbances, we include them, we connect them, and they keep coming back to our program. That is an interesting thing. You know, we have had to work over time in how we create a more inclusive environment. When we first took over in 2007-08, you know, there was a large dropout and also push out of kids in the camp. So, you know, if there were behavior challenges, you know, kids were just removed. And it was really hard for us initially because we knew in our mission is to serve those kids that need it the most. And so if we're kicking them out, they're not getting the kind of social, emotional regulation, skill building that they need. And right. So they're the ones we want to keep. And so over time, we've worked with the Adam Board locally in Franklin County and other funders who have helped us build out a behavior support staff. So we actually have trained social workers and counselors who work on our team in the summer and year round, who then can provide more of that intervention that's needed to support those kids that may come in with a little higher level of need. And we help them, you know, furthermore, just, you know, be more successful at camp, be more successful in the out of school time, and then keep them coming back over time, which is pretty powerful. So that's been a lesson learned over time that we've really had to expand and make sure that that is a key part of our programming strategy.
Talking with Dawn Anderson Butcher, Executive Director of Teaching and Research for Life Sports at Ohio State University. Dawn, if folks want to find out more about this or if they have on their radar, you know, wanting to make sure that somebody they know in their family who might be interested in this camp can be in touch and have a shot at getting in, where do they find all this information?
The best way for families and young people to learn more about Life Sports is to check out our website, which is www.lifesports.osu.edu. www.lifesports.osu.edu. On that page, they'll be able to find out more about what we've done in the past. You can look at annual reports, and there's also a lot of great information for families about how to get their kids into programs. Lastly, you can also donate to Life Sports on the website. If you're interested in becoming a partner, please, you know, give us a shout out there via our contact us link.
Okay, fantastic. Dawn Anderson Butcher with Life Sports at Ohio State University. Great program. Thanks so much for your time today talking about it.
Dave, thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate you.